Seamus, you addressed the crowd and said that, you know, in your view, this is now 12 years of protests. You know, is there going to be another 12? You believe something new is needed?
Something outside the box is needed. Clearly, the political representatives that we have, they can't affect the kind of change that we need. And God bless them. They've been trying for 12 years, but they've utterly failed. So I think something outside the box. It must be something else. Perhaps it's the legal route. Maybe we can only get this through the courts. But it's hard to believe that in 12 years' time we could be still protesting.
The point you made when you addressed the crowd earlier was, you know, are we just going to come back here in 2024? Are we going to come back here in 2026?
Yeah.
You seem to have absolutely no faith in the process that's there at the moment.
I have no faith only just on the track record of the last 12 years. They've done absolutely nothing. How many successive governments have we seen come and go, and nothing has happened? So clearly the promise that something will happen again through the same mechanism doesn't really lend much confidence.
So, and it's an old cliche to say we need something different, we need something new. What the difficult thing is to actually put your finger on it and say what that new approach is. I mean, what do you believe that new approach is going to be?
Here would be a suggestion for every elected member on the chain towards, say, the Dáil, right, or elected government at the moment, and each one in that chain turn round to their boss and say, no, we want a change. And none of the people that are elected here in the council are actually saying to their party, we will leave your party unless you represent the people and get justice for them. And that goes all the way up to our ministers, Minister McConlogh and the other Donegal ministers, unless they turn around to their bosses and say, look, you're tramping all over the justice of, you know, you're tramping over the rights of the people in Donegal. And there's 7,000, 10,000 people, and we haven't started with the slatted houses, we haven't talked about the hen houses, we haven't talked about the courthouses, the Garda stations, the Oireann Leisure Centre, the libraries. The fabric of society up here is crumbling.
We have heard a lot of talk about a defective bloc's candidate going into the next election. Do you believe it's going to happen?
I believe that it definitely has a chance of happening. Of course it does. However, is it possible for anybody to affect any change through politics? Well, these people have proven us that that's dead. You know, it's not possible. So would a candidate actually be able to get anything done? Well, these people here who are professionals, supposedly been in the game for a long, long time, over 12 years, have proven that they can't do anything. So I haven't got much hope for a candidate being able to affect change.
Thank you.